Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is President of the Board of Directors of El Caldito Soup Kitchen, Gabe Anaya. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Well, thank you, Emily, for the opportunity. It's always good visiting with you.
You're welcome. Well, El Caldito Soup Kitchen has been around since 1984. Give me a little bit more history.
The soup kitchen started at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. Later, it was moved to what presently is the Community of Hope, and that's where we operate out of today.
Now, there's a lot of soup kitchens nationwide. What makes El Caldito Soup Kitchen in Las Cruces unique?
Probably the support we get from the community. We operate strictly on volunteers. We have two people on paid staff. All others are volunteers, including all of the board of director members.
That includes yourself, right?
Correct, yes.
And how long have you been the president?
Just going on my second year. I was vice president for a few years, and I've been the president for going on the second year now.
Now, there's something new which has been added. You're part of the food rescue under Feed America. Tell me about that.
Feed America is a national event, and in the state, it's under Roadrunner. Our Roadrunner is under Feed America, and we fall under Roadrunner. So Roadrunner is a food distribution. And with the food rescue, we are able to tap into the big corporations, our big stores. So that's where we get a lot of our food now, is food that would normally be thrown away. It's now given to us from some of the supermarkets. And the ones we get from are Albertsons and Toucans primarily, Target. And then the others go to the other food agencies in town, like Casa Pellegrinos and the Gospel Mission.
What have you seen different in the last year at El Caldito?
Well, in the past year, I don't know, it's been a whole lot different. We get different clients, but we still feed about 250 a day. And as far as the board, we've had new board members come on, so that's kind of changed.
So do you see that the need for the soup kitchen is getting larger, especially here in our community?
Well, I'd say it's remained like it has been. There's always been a great need to feed all these folks, and there's always hungry people.
But they change, right? You have different people coming in throughout the year?
Yes. We feed not just the homeless. A lot of our clients are transits that come through. Also, there's folks that are just having a hard time making ends meet. They may come just for one meal a day to make ends meet. So they're not all homeless, but they're all in need of some assistance.
Well, you talked about donations coming from large organizations. Where else do your funds come from?
Our monetary donations come from churches, organizations, businesses. A great portion comes from individual donors. And we have one big event during the year, and that's Empty Bowls. And that's coming up on October the 20th. Empty Bowls was started by the Potters Guild of Las Cruces. They make all the bowls. They're on their 25th year now of assisting us. And we at El Caldito are the beneficiaries. They make the bowls. We contact approximately 50 restaurants that donate the soup. And we sell the tickets. And we hold the event at St. Paul's Methodist Church.
And that's going to be on Friday, October the 20th, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the corner of Alameda and Griggs Street, St. Paul's United Methodist Church. These bowls are unique, are they not?
Oh, they are. They're all handmade by individuals from the Potters Guild or other volunteers that they get that work with them. Sometimes it's school children. Some of the university students have helped in the past, but they're all handmade individually.
And what else happens at the event?
We also have a silent auction of items that maybe have been donated by individuals. We have a quilt that's raffled. The items in silent auction, again, are very nice items made by the members of the Potter's Guild. Great Christmas gifts.
And it's that time of the year as well, isn't it?
Yes.
So it helps to provide for the hungry, but also to be able to help others that you can give gifts to.
Yes, and it's a great event because it's a community event. We have a great, you might say, army of volunteers that come and help on that day, both through the Potter's Guild and through the soup kitchen. It's a community event that people look forward to. So it's more than just a fundraiser. As a matter of fact, because of the event, more than anything else, more than the fundraiser, and everybody enjoys it.
Well, what other types of fundraisers do you have?
The Empty Bowl is the only fundraiser we have. Other than that, we depend on donations that come in all during the year.
What have been some of the challenges that you've encountered with the El Caldito?
Probably our biggest one is getting enough volunteers on given days. We're all volunteers, and everybody's got their own life, and there are some days that we just are short of volunteers, especially on Sundays, because we feed 365 days a year. So sometimes Sundays are a little short.
And I guess that's when people are out with their families and doing other things as well. So what would you suggest to someone to encourage them to come and volunteer at El Caldito?
If you've got the time and the talent, we would welcome you. All you need to do is come to our back door and check with Brian, our manager. We welcome not just the volunteers. We can also use not just food, but empty jars, grocery bags, so that the people can take the food home with them. What's left at the end of the day, people can take home with them. And that may be their meal for the evening.
And where can they take these items?
To the soup kitchen at 999 West Amador in Las Cruces.
And you also have a new website.
Yes, we have developed a new website at www.elcalditolc.org.
And on Facebook as well, and that's also at El Caldito Soup Kitchen in Las Cruces?
Correct.
Now, for the Empty Bowls, they also have a website at the Potter's Guild of Las Cruces, and they can contact them to be able to go out and make bowls. Have you made bowls yourself?
No, I haven't. I've made the soup, but not the bowl.
You haven't attempted that?
No, that's a skill I'm going to leave to the people who make beautiful bowls.
Well, back to the volunteers, because I think this is very important that we get more volunteers, and a lot of the schools give credit to students who are volunteering.
Yes, we get a number of students from the high schools and the university on Saturdays and Sundays. Organizations require them to do community service, so we welcome any of the young people.
And the things that they can look forward to volunteering, there's food preparation, either cutting, chopping, rinsing, cooking, but you must know how to follow directions.
True. We have a crew chief. Every day there is a crew chief and a basic crew that can give you directions.
Then there's food service, handing out the food, working the buffet line, and providing beverages. You've worked in every aspect of volunteer service.
Yes, I have, from washing dishes to making soup to serving.
And to greeting the people as well, right?
Oh, yes. We try to greet them with a smile and set them off with a smile. We try to set the atmosphere so that for those few minutes that they're there, they can feel relaxed and feel safe. We have a security guard at the door. So we want a good atmosphere where they feel comfortable.
And you need volunteers to help fundraising as well. Working with the board, how many board members do you have?
At the present, we have 12. We have a vacancy for two more.
And what are the requirements to be on the board?
To be on the board, to have the time to give to it, be willing to participate. If you have a special talent, maybe you're not retired yet, you have a special talent, you can work from home. For example, we have a young lady that's still working with the university, but she is our grant writer.
And so you also have vocational skills that they could provide, such as plumbing, electrical, or carpentry?
Anybody that's got any kind of skills, yes, we can use them all. It's not all just cooking.
Now, is there an age requirement?
Yes, there should be a 15 years or older. And we are part of the Restaurant Association, and we follow all the rules that restaurants do as far as the health department is concerned.
So, what are some of those rules?
Well, they must wear shoes, no open-toe shoes, no short shorts, no tank tops, a head cover. We have hair nets, but if you have a cap, that's okay. We provide the aprons and we provide the gloves.
Again, the 25th anniversary of the Empty Bowls is coming up on Friday, October the 20th, and being held again at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., where you can add to your collection of handmade potter's bowls.
Yes, they're great, great bowls. Some people just go just for the bowls, just to add to their collection.
And I see that takeout is available as well. You don't have to stay there to eat.
No, we do have takeout services. You come in, you select your bowl, and if you wish to take the soup with you, we do have takeout service.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out and telling us about the new things that are happening with El Caldito, being part of the food rescue under Feed America, which also El Caldito, or soup kitchens, as we said, are nationwide, and so is the Empty Bowls. I've seen on the website there's Empty Bowls organizations throughout the nation, but Las Cruces, Potter's Guild of Las Cruces, it's their 25th anniversary of the Empty Bowls.
Correct.
Thank you again for joining me on Puentes. Gay Bonaya, El Caldito Soup Kitchen.
And thank you for the opportunity, Emily. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.